After weeks of unease over the murders of four University of Idaho students in a house near campus, authorities this week released their most detailed account yet of the investigation that led them to arrest 28-year-old Brian Koberger, a criminology student from a nearby university. Joining us is 48 Hours correspondent Peter Van Sant. This week's show will delve into the murders. What are the key revelations that you'll be talking about, Peter?
Well, it's trying to get some insight into Brian Koberger, the 28-year-old man who's been accused of murdering these four University of Idaho students. And that's what we've been working on here in Idaho and in Washington State this past week, as well as in Koberger's home area up in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. And what emerges is this is a bit of a mess, I have to tell you. Brian Koberger is a chameleon. He has so many different faces that he puts forward to different people. Right now at Washington State University in Pullman, where he was studying for his doctorate, people have called him shy and awkward. Other people we talked to said he's a bit of a dynamo. He can be a grueling disciplinarian in class, and that he has this insecurity that he always wants to be the smartest guy in the room. So when he's teaching, he will put things in the most complicated language he can come up with to impress people around him. There's a fellow named Ben Roberts, who's a co-doctorate student who we interviewed, and he has some fascinating things to say, that he's shy, but that he's meticulous, that everything he does is step by step by step. And that coincides with what the parents of these dead children believe, is that their children were targeted, and that whoever did this killing meticulously planned this. And what we know now from the affidavit that came out is that Brian Koberger had been in that area, in that neighborhood, 12 different times in the weeks and months, few months before these murders. And also we know now from the affidavit that his DNA has been found on this knife sheath at the scene, where his DNA was taken from the snap button, and that sheath was left there at the murder scene, and it's his DNA on it. They say that it's one of those 99.999%.
Okay.
But this man is a mystery, and as they try to come up with a motive, which they haven't done yet, they're trying to figure out who he is. Well, anyway, this Ben Roberts fellow, I didn't finish my thought. He said that Brian recently said to him that I can go into any bar anywhere, and I can pick up any women that I want to. And it was delivered in a way that Ben Roberts was incredibly uncomfortable with this. And then Ben Roberts also tells us that after the murders, you know, Brian Koberger went back to work. You know, whether he did this or not, we don't know, and he hasn't been convicted yet. But he was exhausted. He was stressed out for a number of days. And that's where we stand right now, a man who can be awkward, domineering, and egotistical and insecure.
Well, tune in to 48 Hours for more of the mind of a potential murderer. Correspondent Peter Van Sant, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Marla.